This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McKee. Iran State TV says that the country's sole nuclear power plant has undergone a temporary emergency shutdown. An official from the state electric energy company said on a talk show that the plant shutdown began Saturday and would last for 3 to 4 days. He said that outages could result. He did not elaborate, but this is the first time Iran has reported an emergency shutdown of that plant located in the southern city. It went online in 2011 with help from Russia. In March, Iran said the plant could stop working since it couldn't buy needed equipment from Russia because of sanctions, mainly from the U.S. Afghanistan's former president says the United States came to his country to fight extremism and bring stability to his war-tortured nation and is leaving nearly 20 years later after failing at both. In an interview Sunday with the Associated Press just weeks before the last U.S. and NATO troops leave Afghanistan, ending their forever war, Hamid Karzai said extremism is at its highest point and the departing troops are leaving behind a disaster. He says that international community came here 20 years ago with the clear objective of fighting extremism and bringing stability, but extremism is at the highest point. U.S. President Joe Biden's special envoy for North Korea says he hopes to see a positive reaction from the North as soon as U.S. offers for talks after the North Korean leader ordered officials to prepare for both dialogue and confrontation. Sung Kim, Biden's special representative for North Korea, is in Seoul to speak with South Korean and Japanese officials about the U.S.'s stalled diplomacy with the North over its nuclear program and U.S.-led sanctions. Trilateral talks followed a North Korean political conference last week. This is VOA News. India's central government is calling on the public to continue observing anti-pandemic measures to reduce the spread of COVID-19 infections, even as some regions start to lift restrictions. Outside a subway station in New Delhi, for example, hundreds of local residents could be seen flouting social distancing guidelines while waiting in line to take the metro. Metro authorities cap ridership to limit the potential for overcrowding in subway cars, but unintentionally cause passengers to crowd outside the station, possibly increasing their risk of infection while they wait. The Indian government has repeatedly emphasized the importance of strict restrictions in controlling the pandemic. As COVID-19 lockdowns in various states are eased, the central authorities are reminding residents that the public health measures like wearing masks and keeping socially distant must be maintained. The U.S. sent 2.5 million doses of the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine to Taiwan Sunday, tripling an earlier pledge in a donation with both public health and geopolitical meaning. The shipment arrived on a China Airlines cargo plane that had left Memphis the previous day. The health minister, Chen Shih-chung and Britt Christensen, the top U.S. official in Taiwan, were among those who welcomed the plane on the tarmac at the airport outside of the capital, Taipei. Chen said the America was showing its friendship as Taiwan faces its most severe outbreak. Polling agencies and early official results estimate that France's traditional conservative party dominated the first round of regional elections and that Marine Le Pen's far-right party performed less well than expected. The election Sunday was marked by exceptionally low turnout and campaigning around security and economic issues. Three polling agencies projected that traditional conservative party, the Republicans, would have the most overall vote, followed by Le Pen's National Rally. Behind them were left-wing and green parties and President Emmanuel Macron's Young Centrist Party. The regional elections are meant to be about local issues, but they were seen by many as a dress rehearsal for next year's presidential elections. Recapping one of our top stories, Iran state media says that the country's sole nuclear power plant has undergone a temporary emergency shutdown. And an official from the state electric energy said on a talk show that the plant could last for 3 to 4 days. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA.